Across the next 6 months, more than 270 events will take place across the country as Ireland chairs most of the meetings of the EU Council, and a huge programme of work alongside that as part of its EU presidency for the next 6 months. It all kicked off in Dublin this week. Ursula von der Leyen and others are in Cork today for a series of meetings, and there's a range of other events happening over the next 6 months as part of that. With me on the line to talk about is Minister for State Neil Richmond on Ireland taking over the presidency, Minister for State for International Development and Diaspora. Minister Richmond, good morning to you and thanks for joining me on the programme this morning. How are you feeling about it now, one day into the presidency?
Feeling good, Gerry. It's started off very well. We had an excellent opening ceremony in Dublin Castle with President Costa from the European Council and President Zelensky, and a brilliant meeting in Cork yesterday with the entire College of Commissioners. So a good start, but the work is fairly intense. I was lucky to work as a staff member on the last presidency 13 years ago, so I know there's a lot of long days and nights ahead of people ahead.
Yeah, there is. And a huge security operation, €300 million and rising is the cost. Is that just the reality of hosting this sort of a thing now for every member state, particularly with security in mind?
It is. Now, you can split that cost in two, because about €168 million is actual running the presidency and the rest is security. And that's standard fare. Not including security costs, we spend €168 million. The Spanish spent €170 million. The French, €148 million a couple of years ago. That is the cost and the obligation. Everyone does it. It's a six-month period. It is a cost, but I must say the return is massive for the country who can use the presidency well during their six-month period.
Okay, there's one event in Kerry in November, a lot of events happening in Cork. There's a lot of disruption attached to it. It's just another reality of it because of that security concern. And we saw that underlined before with previous visits from Vladimir Zelensky. He was in again, had to leave early because of the terrible attacks in Kyiv, underlining the dangers that are attached to this presidency from a security point of view.
Yeah, very much so. And that's just a reality. The difference, as I said, I worked in the presidency 2013. The world is just a completely different place now in terms of the threats. President Zelensky's last visit a couple of months ago was a huge security operation. Not every visit is going to require that level of security, to be honest. He's probably the most protected world leader anywhere. But needless to say, we do have a European political community meeting in Dublin where we'll have 47 heads of government. We will have a meeting of the entire European Council, which is 27 heads of government. And you mentioned the large-scale ministerial meeting in Tralee in November, but there'll be other meetings across the country. Not all of them are going to have as big an impact from a security or a disruption point of view, because they're all just different levels.
Okay. What's the biggest challenge for Ireland in this presidency? Is it the budget, the multi-annual financial framework, to try and get that agreed and brokered by the end of the year?
Yeah, to be fair, Gerry, that's top of the list. There's a number of legislative measures that are really important that we have to get through, but everything, all eyes are on Ireland, the budget. The period of time that we're in now in terms of budget negotiations, it should be finalised under the Lithuanian presidency, so that the heavy lifting needs to be done under Ireland. And then exactly, we ended up at this exact period in 2013 as well. The European budget runs for 6 years. It's worth €2 trillion. It's absolutely massive. It's double what the budget was in 2013. It creates great responsibility to get agreement. And they're looking at Ireland. This is the eighth time we've held the presidency. We're taking over from Cyprus, who are only holding it for the second time. We'll hand on to Lithuania, who are only holding it for the second time. So there's a massive expectation for Ireland to drive through negotiations on really important issues in terms of energy spending, in terms of security spending, but crucially for so many people in Ireland to protect the cap and make sure that there's real investment and security in the Union.
And there is a divide there, isn't there? There are member states who want the budget expanded to meet all of the ambitions of the European Union. There are other so-called frugal countries seeking to reduce the EU's long-term budget. Ireland has to find a way through all of that.
Yeah, and that's we aren't in either camp because we're the presidency, we're the honest brokers. But even if we weren't, we wouldn't have joined the frugals. We don't believe in cutting down the European budget at a time where we need Europe to actually secure its energy supply, secure its food supply, and make sure that people around Europe are protected from the very volatile global situations. But there are tough decisions to be made. There's agreements to be reached, and it'll be Irish officials largely, as well as Irish ministers, who will have to drive through those compromises. But we've done it before. We did it coming out of the financial crash. We were in the presidency when Germany reunited. We were in the presidency when the EU expanded by 10 member states. We have a track record of delivering under difficult circumstances, and I've absolute confidence we'll do it again.
Okay, and with that in mind, there are other issues going on as well. The triple lock is a key one in terms of where Ireland's defence stands. We talk about the issue of security. Where do you see that going over the next 6 months? I know it's been put off now towards the new legislative term into the end of the year.
Yeah, no, I really look forward to seeing that initial legislation come into the Oireachtas. And I think it's important that we have an issue that this has nothing to do with our military neutrality. That's a separate issue. That's not changing. This is about the changing world. Ultimately, we will have no Irish peacekeepers posted anywhere in the world from December on, breaking a record that has been so proudly delivered by the women and men of the Defence Forces for over 60 years. We want to play our part in the world. We want to make sure that those who join the only Ogla na hÉireann have the opportunity to enforce peace. We cannot get UN mandates for peacekeeping missions anymore. Ultimately, we give a veto to Russia, China and the US, so we want to see that legislation come in the winter, and I'd be very hopeful of a good, thoughtful debate from all sides and ultimately this being put in place next year.
Okay, we saw Volodymyr Zelensky having to leave early from his trip to the EU presidency in Ireland this week because of over 30 people killed in a barrage of attacks from Russia, hundreds of drones and up to 70 missiles. There are questions, and he mentioned it on his visit as well, he would hate to think or doesn't want to see any European Union country aiding the Russian war effort. He was talking about Ahanish Illumina. What's going to happen there? What do the government need to do in the next 6 months with the EU to find a solution to that problem?
Well, it's quite simple. There's been 20 sanctions packages against Russia and Russian individuals covering certain materials and certain individuals. Ahanish Illumina hasn't been covered by any of the sanctions packages heretofore, but we have our own internal investigation to make sure that nothing produced there is going to the Russian war machine. But if there is an expectation and responsibility, we'll deal with that in due course with our European partners.
Would it be a question of nationalising it or European nationalising it?
Well, I wouldn't want to prejudge the fact that we haven't agreed a 21st sanctions package. Ireland has supported every single sanctions package heretofore, unlike other European countries who sought carve-outs. But whatever the future of Ahanish Illumina is, and whatever needs to happen to protect the workers will happen, but we have to make sure that nothing is going from Ireland to aid the brutal Russian war machine, the impact of which is not only taking lives in Ukraine, but it's also causing huge hardship across Europe, including here in Ireland.
Okay, when do we expect the results of that investigation? Is there any timeline on it?
Minister Burke told me it would be in a matter of the next couple of weeks. You can't put an exact time frame, but it's seriously meant to detail work has to go on to actually trace products, trace trading lines, trace accounts. I'd expect it, though, during the summer break.
Okay, all right, Minister, we'll leave it there. Minister Neil Richmond, talk to us about the EU presidency over the next 6 months, what things Ireland will have to do, the budget being the primary one over all of that, the future of Ahanish Illumina as well will be under focus too.